you said after the game yesterday that you thought it was a perfect match. You come in here. What makes it a perfect match?
Yeah, I think just me mixed with the offense mixed with me. It's a special locker room we got here, a very tight-knit group. And, I mean, from the first day I got here, they were very accepting.
Is it safe to say you want to be here long-term?
I like being here. I think we had a good thing going at the end of this year, and, we'll see what happens.
These are all sort of long-term contract subtext to these questions. I mean, do you want your agent to start those conversations this offseason with the team? I mean, is that what you'd like to see happen?
We haven't even really got that far yet. I'm supposed to talk to him in the next couple of days and get down to L.A., and we'll figure all that stuff out and go from there, I guess.
Will your offseason routine be the same the way it's been in recent years, Southern California?
Yeah, for the most part. I'll go back to Chicago first. I always do see the family for a little bit, relax, and take my mind off football, and then kind of get back into training.
Jimmy, you've obviously put yourself in a good position by winning the 5 starts and how well you seem to adapt with Kyle and the teammates. Could this last month have gone any better for you? Do you feel like this is...
I think you could always play better. You know, I'm pretty hard on myself with critiquing the film and all that, so there's obviously room for improvement. I think just having time to digest the offense this offseason will really help. I mean, it was kind of a crash course that we were doing these last couple months, so I think that'll make things a little slower for me and help me out.
What is it about the offense that kind of jumps out to you that this is a good fit for you?
There's a little bit of everything, honestly. It's not just a spread offense or a run-heavy offense. We mix in just about everything that you could, and it keeps the defense on their toes and, you know, keeps them guessing, and I really like that.
When
I first came in, they didn't have any wins, but it was still a very tight-knit group, and I mean, to have that is rare, especially, you know, bad things happen, people want to start pointing the finger, but there was none of that in here. Everyone had each other's back and looking out for each other, and, you know, it made for a good group.
You finished 2 of the past 3 seasons winning the Super Bowl. What is this postseason going to be like, not being part of any of it?
Yeah, this is the earliest I've been done in my NFL career. So, hopefully we don't get used to this feeling. Hopefully it'll change next year.
Does this feeling, the winning feeling that you guys, how does that compare to just what you guys were able to do in the playoffs with the Patriots? Just like that vibe?
I think you get kind of on a hot streak, and I think that's kind of what we got at the end of this year. And the end of the year is when you want to hit that hot streak, and, you know, I wish we were going to the playoffs and could make a run and everything, but they'll have to wait till next year, and we'll see what happens then.
You kept the wristband on throughout all your starts. Was that a necessity for you, or did that become sort of like a good luck charm for you?
Fun fact for you guys, we never used the wristband.
Ah, yeah. That is a fun fact.
Bet you guys never knew that. But it was there just in case. Yeah, everyone.
But did you feel like you still needed it just in those just in case?
Yeah, I mean, even when I was in New England, we always wore one just in case, you know, headset goes out or something like that. But, you know, it's kind of a safety, you know, a little safety in your back pocket.
Did the headset go out at all?
Yeah, it did, actually. What was that, the Tennessee game?
Yeah,
first play, right?
Yeah, the beginning of the game. I was out there, I thought Kyle was just taking a while to call the play. I looked over, and he gave me one of these. So we kind of had to, yeah. We just had to call the first one off the top of our head.
Kilgore said he just made something up.
Yeah, yeah, it was a good run. Say it again?
Kilgore said you just made something up.
Yeah, I don't know. We only had like 10 seconds, so, you know, fast thinking, and they executed it well.
Nice. Hey, speaking of Kilgore, he's one of the free agents. Can you describe the chemistry that you had as a quarterback with him?
Yeah, I think that's a special relationship between center and quarterback. Just you spend so much time together. Me and him, we got on the same page, I mean, almost instantly when I first got here. You know, he made my job a lot easier, helped me with the run game and all that stuff. And I think we complement each other very well. So, you know, hopefully we'll work something out.
You say you like playing here, but you won't go so far as to say you want to be here long term. Why is that?
I haven't really had a chance to think about it. I think the season just ended, you know. We got a long ways to go and everything. And when we get those conversations started, we'll go from there.